I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. It is time again for sports, and our very own Tony Cox is here. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Farai. You know, it's football on Thanksgiving. It's a decades-long tradition, and as usual, there are three games happening today, some interesting storylines as well to go along with them. So, here to give us a breakdown is News and Notes sports guru, New York Times sports columnist, Mr. Bill Roden. What's up, Bill?
The great Tony Cox. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, my man. Listen, I want to get into the history of Turkey Day games briefly in a moment, but first, let's talk about the three games today. Titans and the Lions, the best and the worst. You know, why should we even watch this?
Because it's Thanksgiving, Tony. Come on, man. You got, you know, but also, and it's the American thing to do, but, you know, also, I was in Nashville the other Sunday for Titans-Jets, and I'm really curious to find out now how the Titans are going to rebound from this. Clearly, they should beat Detroit, but I don't know. It could be a little closer than you think.
I mean, I'm sure they're going to be carving up the Detroit Lions on Thursday. But all right. Also, Dallas versus Seattle, a 7-4 team taking on a 2-9 team. Again, this has the makings of a dud, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the game we don't have to watch. Unless you just like Seattle. So, I mean, really, you could pass on that.
It's like, oh, my God. All right.
Oprah or something. Yeah.
Here's one that may be interesting. The Eagles taking on the Cardinals today. Cardinals coming off of that whipping over the weekend. I don't know what you'll say is the biggest storyline for this game, but I have an idea that it begins with McNabb.
Now, Donovan, there is overtime. So don't. Poor Donovan. Yeah, I think you're right, Tony. This is a compelling game, probably the most compelling of all of them, just because of how the wheels are coming off. And it looks like, and if they lose this, they may send Donovan out immediately after the game.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how it turns out as we flip the dial from one station to the other this afternoon and this evening. How did the Thanksgiving Classic, by the way, come to be a classic, if you know? I mean, do you remember paying any attention to watching the game on Thursday when you were younger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the history began somewhere with the old American Football League. But my personal history, I mean, in the Roden household, I grew up in Chicago, and it was a Thanksgiving Day ritual to watch Detroit play Green Bay. That was just what you did. I mean, that was when the black and blue division was really at its height. And that's, you know, that to me defined Thanksgiving. And to this day, I mean, every time I think of Thanksgiving, I'm thinking of Detroit playing somebody, Detroit playing Green Bay.
Detroit losing to somebody.
Let's see, back in the day, I'm old enough to remember when Detroit actually was good. And when they actually were good, they had, you know, they actually won.
I guess that's before
your time.
I suppose it is. You know, the other thing about that game, depending on what time zone you're in, it usually came on in the afternoon after you had already eaten. So you're sitting there rubbing your stomach, and what else were you going to do but watch the game?
And remember, that was before cable. I mean, you were pretty much hostage.
Well, that's absolutely true. Let me ask you about another thing, because we're into the holiday season full blast now. And our next subject deals with sports history because it's usually collected and interpreted by writers like yourself. People are going to have time for reading now, and I want to ask you about books, specifically sports books. Mm-hmm. I get the feeling, Bill Roden, that a great sports book has to be about more than sports.
I would think so. There's a story. There's a really, really good book that just came out, Tony, and it's perfect for the holiday season. It's a book called Running for My Life, My Journey in the Game of Football and Beyond. And it's by Warrick Dunn, the former Atlanta Falcon and current Tampa Bay Buccaneer running back. It really is a very good book, man. He really had a hard life. His mother was murdered. And Warrick actually met the person who's on death row who murdered his mother. And the book is sort of about redemption and growing and moving on. It really is a good holiday read.
You know, when we talk about some of the all-time sports books that have been written, I mean, some come to mind like A.J. Liebling's The Sweet Science, mm-hmm. Roger Kahn's The Boys of Summer, Bissinger's Friday Night Lights, which became a movie and a TV show, George Plimpton's Paper Lion, mm-hmm. and, of course, this Third and a Mile, Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback by, let's see, who wrote that?
Some New York hack
named Bill Roden.
That's right. Yeah, who also wrote $40 Million Slaves. since we're being shameless here on Thanksgiving.
Black authors, though, what about their books? Do they always have to be biographical?
You know, Tony, not really. I just think that the history of African Americans in this country is just so rich and so deep that I think a lot of the books, by definition, have to deal with the sociology of sport. Now, there is a really good biography out that I just got hold of. It's a book about Sam Lankford. Sam Lankford was a great boxing champion, and the book is called Sam Lankford, Boxer's Greatest Uncrowned Champion. And it really is a very compelling biography about a guy you don't really know, but for the color line, we would have heard a lot about him. And I think that's why you have so many black authors doing books about, you know, forgotten history or little known history.
Do you think that black books, sports books, do they stand the test of time? I'm thinking now of someone like, let's say, Arthur Ashe, mm-hmm. whose Road to Glory in 3 volumes was really big. I guess it's been, 30 years now?
It's not been that long, but I'm glad you mentioned that book, because that's one of the ones I was going to mention as a classic. And if you don't have it in your library, you really should. Hard Road to Glory, the 3 volumes. And also, a classic book is Harry Edwards.
The Revolt of the Black Athlete?
The Revolt of the Black Athlete is the one I'd suggest. A, shows you how far we haven't come. That was sort of a groundbreaking book on the sociology of African Americans in sport. So, you know, and those two have really stood the test of time. I think 20 years from now, we'll still be talking about those books.
Well, let me just say, on behalf of everybody here at News and Notes, have a happy Thanksgiving Day to you.
And on the East Coast, same to you.
Bill Roden is a sports columnist for the New York Times and author of one of the greatest sports books ever written, ever in the history of mankind. It is called Third and a Mile, The Trials and Triumphs of the Black Quarterback. See you, Bill.
Take care.